internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time once again for the Stephen Roy Show. Yes, that is my name. I am Stephen Roy. It is the 17th of May, the year of our Lord, 2025. It was the Preakness today, and my horse that I picked, Journalism, won. Another horse I picked, Gosger, got second. Boy, he nearly won it. If Journalism didn't come back at the last, say, 5-10 seconds, Gosger would have won. Man, he just took off! 17-1 and almost won it. Pretty incredible if you like horse racing, like I do. Truly enjoyed it. Didn't gamble a nickel on it. Never will. But, well, I never will. I might. Do want to go to Rio Doso for the horse races. Wanted to go this weekend. Might go in August. I'll have to remind myself to ask D. I'm going to text her now before I forget. Go to Rio Doso in August. ? Because I'll forget.
I'm a stroke survivor, that's why.
Told you about it on the last show. I've told you about miracles that happened in my life. Today I'm going to talk about something serious on the Rumble, and of course you'll hear it right here on the Stephen Roy podcast. So let's go ahead and do that. Take the headphones off, and we'll get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, Michael Buffett has a trademark on that, David.
I know. D says, I don't know yet. That be true. All right, let's do the rumble. Let's do it. Welcome to the rumble for the 17th of May, the year of our Lord, 2025. And thinking about, you know, I had time to think about today's rumble because I just couldn't comprehend what's happening in the United States today. Let me fix my hearing aid. It's my hearing aid. Yes, I have two. I have two ears. Working in equipment rooms for so many years. Yes, I've worked for a living. Last 2 weeks, I worked my A off on a major project. Got it done by the grace of God. There were times where it was frustrating and I didn't know if I would get it done. So I prayed, please, Jesus, please let me get this work done. I did, by the grace of God, go I. But in thinking about today's show, I realized, you know, let's say a military group, let's say, I don't know, a division of the United States Marine Corps decided to march on Washington, D.C. to take over the government. What would that be called? It would be called a coup. What is happening today in the United States of America is a coup. These leftist idiots and sellout rhinos, like the injustices of the Supreme Court, are literally trying to take over the United States government. Why? Why would they do that? They are doing it, these rogue judges, that we're talking about district judges that have no power over the federal government, right? They run the court in their little corner of wherever they are. There's like there's dozens of them all over the country. There's one in West Texas. There's one in, you know, Honolulu. I don't know, somewhere in Hawaii. Who knows? The point is, you are insignificant. You have no power over the federal government. I say today in the United States of America, there is a coup. And if you're President of the United States, if you're the Secretary of Defense, you have a responsibility to defend this nation against enemies, both foreign and domestic. If you have people in Washington, D.C. trying to take over this government, it is a coup. There's no other way to sugarcoat it. It's a coup. That's what it is. So that's what's happening today. It's a coup. You know, it doesn't even matter if it's Supreme Court. They do not have the right to order a group of criminal illegal aliens. We're talking about rapists and murderers that have killed people. They don't have a right to make them stay in this country. No, they do not. Now, the decision that was handed down yesterday was not, and they always do this on a Friday, it was not over the entire federal government. It was not over the entire executive branch. It was not over every criminal, murderer, rapist, illegal alien. They made this decision over some small group that was already ruled by a judge that they need to be deported, okay? If you already had a judge rule that you have to be deported, you have to go.
Oh, but see, there is not a new deportation order.
I got some news for you there, Mr. Lefty Boy. Mr. Soy Boy. You know? Okay. I don't care if you wear boys and girls panties and you're a boy, okay? I do not care. I don't care what you do on your own time. God bless you. Who am I to judge? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. I'm not going to judge you. However, if you murdered somebody 30 years ago, and 30 years ago, a warrant was issued for your arrest, guess what? That warrant does not expire. Does not expire.
Oh, but the statute of limitations is up.
No. The statute of limitations is up that you can't be prosecuted. But once a judge issues an order that you are to go to jail for murder or whatever your crime may be, guess what? That warrant never expires. They don't put an expiration date on a warrant. So let's say you're stopped for having a broken taillight or your license plate light is not working 30 years from now. Guess what? They're going to run your license, and if there's a warrant for your arrest, you're going to make the popo perp walk to the pokey. Yes, you are. That warrant does not expire. If two judges issue orders that you be deported, guess what? You are going to be deported.
Well, no, David. It's not new. It's not a new deportation order.
Sorry, soy boy. You're going bye-bye. You're going bye-bye.
But I've been in this country for 30 years, and I had a child here.
Nowhere in the Constitution are you protected. I think it's the 14th Amendment, the amendment that they're trying to use to say you have birthright citizenship. Guess what? That came post-Civil War, so that if you were a slave, it didn't matter where you went in the United States of America, you are an American citizen. It did not protect illegal aliens that come in here to crap out a kid. I told you on a previous show, there are actually tourist birthing centers that people pay big money to come here from China or somewhere else to crap out a kid so that that kid is an American citizen. Yes, you are not an American citizen if you crap out a kid here. But they are doing this as a loophole. It is not the law. It is not in the Constitution. You are not a citizen. Do you know that if I go to Scotland and I crap out a kid? No, I can't because I'm a man, okay? Men cannot have... Here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. I know this is going to make your head explode. Men cannot have children. I do not have a vagina, okay? I do not have women's reproductive organs. I don't have a uterus. I can't carry a child in utero, in the uterine, process, okay? I don't have a uterus. So men cannot have babies. If you have a vagina and you have female reproductive parts, you can get pregnant. I don't care if you have a double mastectomy. I don't care if you start HRT. Now, you're probably going to F up your child. The point is, if I go to Scotland or England or somewhere else, most countries on earth require that I live there for so many years before I can even have a child that can become a citizen. They actually have rules that govern that, right? They do. Now, I used to have a friend that was a dual citizen. Her mother was British, her dad was American. She actually was an American and British citizen, but not because she was born here, because that's what her parents were. So if you're from China and or Mexico or El Salvador or Venezuela and you come here and you crap out a kid, that child is not a citizen. Sorry to break it to you, but that's the fact, Jack. So that's what's happening in this country today. There is a coup. They are trying to take over this government. You know what I said to Mr. Donald J. Trump, my president? Mr. President, you have the authority to maintain this government. We voted for you. Yes, the election was too big to rig. You won by millions of votes over Cackling Cammy, who was not even, she didn't even win the nomination by primary, okay? She was installed by these criminal leftist Dems. We know now, as time goes on, more and more, that the demented one did not sign laws, executive orders. Maybe a few at the beginning, right? Who knows what was on those papers? We know now that they were all signed by Otto Penn, which means nominations by, like, the woman that doesn't even know what a woman is, probably are not valid if they were signed by the Obama behind a curtain. We know there was a wizard behind the curtain controlling this government, because it was not the demented one. He has been demented since before the basement bribing campaign of 2020. And we know that election was absolutely rigged. You don't gain 10 million votes in the middle of the night. No. Remember this? This is the votes. That's how bribing supposedly won? No, I don't think so. I'm not going to advertise for this tea company. But let me tell you something. This mint tea is really good. And I'm not going to advertise for them because they don't sponsor the show. But they are in the Lone Star State. Yes, they are. So let's go to the tweeter, since I've already been ranting for 10 minutes. Because I know I posted some good stuff that we need to talk about here on the Stephen Roy Rumble and podcast. We talked about the miracles that happened in my life, and they truly, truly have happened in my life. Look at this picture. This was Lexington Concord today. Look at this face. Is that cute or what? She looks like a chipmunk. She looks like the chipmunk all mashed up there. This on Libs of TikTok. The City Council of Providence, Rhode Island, is hosting a flag-raising ceremony at the City Hall. What flag, you ask? The Palestinian flag. Providencistan has been conquered. Yes, it has. Providencistan. They are members of LGBTQ MS-13. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine hitching your wagon to criminal illegal aliens that rape and murder women and children? Can you imagine supporting? We have got to support rapists and murderers that kill, that rape women and children. If you want to hear something enlightening, go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. How many as of right now have joined me on the X? 7,353 people have joined me on the X. Go there and listen to Tom Homan talk about the disgusting things that happen to illegal aliens who are raped and murdered as they come to the United States of America. Tom talks about ranchers on the Texas border who almost daily find dead illegal aliens, right?
Well, that's why they need to be brought here legally. They just need to all be allowed in, millions and millions, hundreds of millions.
No, they do not. However, everyone that does die, that's blood on the hands of leftist idiots and do nothing rhinos that allow it. That's who's guilty of murder. Not just the cartel members that murder them. He told two stories that I want to share with you. One was about a family from Africa, and they had to pay the cartels to come across the border because they control the border. So they're coming across the border in a river boat across the Rio Grande, right? They're coming across the border, and Border Patrol comes to get them, right? So the cartel members dumped the African family out of the boat and then go back to Mexico. These Africans do not know how to swim. The cartel members know the Border Patrol will attempt to save them. They did. But the 22-month-old baby that was with this African couple barely survived, then died in the hospital. Died. Tom also tells a story of Texas ranchers who routinely find dead young women, girls as young as 9 years old that are gang raped over and over and over again on their trip north. Yes, they are. They find them dead with their panties around their ankles, with their ankle broken. Why? They break their leg so they can't make it through that land. They can't even walk. So you know what happens? They die of just neglect. They die because they can't go anywhere to get food and water. They die. They are left for dead by these criminal cartels. Can you get more inhumane than that? So it didn't matter if they could make it or not across whatever ranch or wherever they're going. These cartel members killed them. They might as well just murder them if they leave them for dead. Happens all the time. How many times have we seen abandoned children? Over 300,000 children were lost by the Biden administration. 300,000 children. That's the population of Lubbock, Texas, were just lost by the bribe invasion bloodbath, because that's what it is, the bloodbath. And the gates are closed, and lives are being saved. Thank God for President Trump and Kristi Noem and everyone who's making our nation more secure. Thank God. But we do have a coup, and President Trump needs to fight against the coup. Matt Walsh posted this, and I agree with him. I think illegal aliens should get due process. The process is this. You capture them. You confirm that they are here illegally. You expel them from the country. That's it. That's the whole process. No other process is due criminal illegal aliens. And what did I say? I said this is nothing less than a DC takeover. At real Donald Trump, stop the coup. Stop the coup. Cat Turd posted this. Ignore the judicial coup. And then MAGA the Fix said this. If Trump allows another coup to happen, the last nine years of his life are for nothing if he allows this coup to proceed. And I said, at real Donald Trump, stop the coup. Stop the coup. This is not a new video, but it's so awesome. Shows this dog saved by a dolphin. The dog fell off a boat. The dolphin saved him, took him back to the boat. Is that awesome or what? This is baby Gabriel Iglesias. Baby Fluffo. Baby Fluffy. So freaking funny. I couldn't hear it before. Because my hearing aids weren't linked to my phone, but they are now, and that is funny. So unless you were living under a rock this week, you know that President Trump went to the Middle East. He went to Saudi Arabia. He was the very first American president to go to Qatar. And he also went to the UAE. Right? So look at this meme. $600 billion from Saudi Arabia. $1.2 trillion from Qatar. And $1.4 million from the UAE. Major investment from the Middle East. And he got basically a hero's welcome. It's the exact opposite. When the demented one, went to Saudi Arabia, he wouldn't even shake the royal crown prince's hand. Can you imagine? Wouldn't even shake his hand. He did a fist bump, like a big dork, like a doofus. You don't have enough respect for the man to shake his hand? What kind of man are you? You're not a man. You're a walking zombie. That's what Bribin was. And that's what history's going to show, that he was not in charge. Oh, here's the latest picture of Commie Comey. Yeah, dressed up like a chick. That's right, because Commie Comey has the backbone of a freaking sea anemone, of a jellyfish, threatening the president with murder. 8647 means murder there, Commie Comey. You need to take the Popo Perp Walk to the Pokey. The Popo Perp Walk to the Pokey. I post cute stuff here, too. This is a... Look at this. This is a video of cats playing pool. It is so cute. He's going to go over here and hit the ball in the hole. Is that cute or what? There's another one. He puts the ball right in the hole. So very cute. So cute. Joyce says, take my word for it, on Monday, Commie Comey will be on The View. Yeah, you're right, Joyce, and here's what I wrote. I would rather be kicked in the Netherlands by every kicker in the NFL and Division I football and every member of the Six Nations rugby teams. So every rugby player on all Six Nations teams, if you haven't seen the Six Nations documentary on the Flix, I highly recommend it. It's awesome. I want to go to a Six Nations game, a Six Nations match, and watch them play on the pitch in every nation of the Six Nations. That's England, Ireland, that's France, Italy, Wales, and what am I missing? England, Ireland, Wales, France, Italy, missing one, Scotland. I want to see one match in every country of 1 year of Six Nations. I think that would be awesome. Every one of those rugby players on all six of those teams can line up and kick me in the Netherlands. I would rather have that than watch the spew. I would not watch the spew if I was forced to at gunpoint. That's how much I have no respect for Whoopi-Doo or the Joyless One. Or what's her name? Honey Sunny, whose family owns slaves? Yeah. Uh-huh. And this is what I was talking about earlier. Gunther Eagleman posted this. I think the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson should be disputed. The demented one obviously wasn't fit enough to appoint anyone to anything, especially the highest court of America. That's the injustices. And I said, the chick that doesn't know what a woman is was auto-pinned. That's how she was nominated. She was auto-pinned. Post more cute cat videos at Stephen Roy Radio. Join me there. So President Trump secured $2.2 trillion in deals in 48 hours. $1 trillion with Saudi Arabia. $1.2 trillion with Qatar. Signed, sealed, delivered. And another over a trillion. From the UAE. That's just absolutely awesome. Awesome. Did you know that Commie Comey was given a Secret Service escort after calling for President Donald Trump's execution? Yes, he was. Yes, he did. Utah man Craig Robertson was killed by the FBI after they obtained a warrant for his home after he allegedly threatened the demented one. Why is Tommy Comey getting the special treatment? Tell me, the family that was shot at Ruby Ridge, did they get the same treatment? How about the 70-something children that were murdered at Waco? Did they get that special treatment? Because I don't think that happened. You know what? Do you know what David said? He said if they would have came up to the front door of the Brant's Davidian compound and knocked on the door, he would have answered the door. They did not do that. They stormed the compound with automatic weapons. That's why people died. They did it for a show. And what was the result of that? The Oklahoma City bombing. That was the result of what happened at Ruby Ridge and Waco. Now, was it right? No, it was not right. Timothy McVeigh deserved to be executed for it. If you want to see a good documentary, watch that on the flicks. It will make you cry. There's a new Oklahoma City bombing video. Now, Dee and I were there for one night, and we didn't have time to go to the Oklahoma City Memorial, and I want to. Now, I enjoyed Oklahoma City a lot. We went to the Cowboy Museum. We arrived at the Cowboy Museum like 3 o'clock, and it closed at 5. I think it closed at 5 or 6. I don't remember. Point is, we only had a couple hours. We only had a couple hours to view the Cowboy Museum. Then we went to our hotel and checked in. Then we went to get some supper. And then that was it for the evening. So we didn't really have a lot of time. Then the morning after, we went to Albuquerque to meet my brother and his family. And we had a wonderful time at the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, which is happening in October again. And I wouldn't recommend going again, but I do recommend going once. Going once to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival should be on your bucket list. It was absolutely awesome. I'm old, so I'm not going to go again. But it was great. It really was great. And Project Constitution posted this. It's heartbreaking. Saudi Arabia shows more love for America than our own leftist Dems. They lit it up. They lit up the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building, with the American flag. They played our national anthem and honored President Trump with respect. He can't even get here. When did we lose our pride as Americans? It's a good question. Excellent post. The top portrays the profile and courage. That's President Trump when he was almost assassinated in Butler, Pennsylvania. The bottom shows a traitor. That's a Tommy Comey and says what he posted, what he made in seashells on the beach, 8647, because he wants to murder President Trump. And I said, imagine hitching your wagon to evil. Imagine hitching your wagon to absolute evil. Imagine that. May God have mercy on his, their demonic souls. That's Tommy Comey, the leftist Dems, and even traitor rhinos like Mikey Pence. They're traitors. The lizard Cheney is a traitor. The crying Kizzy is a traitor. Cornhole Cornyn, you're a traitor because you vote with the Dems. You need to go. Attorney General Ken Paxton needs to primary you because you need to go bye-bye, bye-bye, Cornhole Cornyn. Now, Senator Ted Cruz, he's a great American. He loves this nation. He fights for us. Could he do more? Oh, absolutely he could do more. He could do a lot more. I'm not going to talk about that because I can't prove that it's true. Mm-hmm. This is true. Viola posted this. AOC, the leftist idiot child, does not care about her own constituents. Remember when she closed the Amazon plant that it created like 1,000 jobs? You remember that? It was like a ginormous office building. I don't know if it was a call center. I don't know, but it would have created like over 1,000 jobs. AOC, she put the kibosh on that. She squashed that. It was like 1,000 jobs that would have been in her district, and she killed it. Because she does not care about New Yorkers. Does not care. Now, tell me, leftist idiot child, how did you become a multimillionaire? If you make $174,000 a year, can you explain to me how you became a multimillionaire? Tell me how that works. Can we audit how that happened? Because I want to know. How did you... Now, D and I, we're going to win the Powerball tonight. We're going to be millionaires. And we're going to start a foundation to help people. What have you done? You haven't authored a bill. You've done nothing. Nothing. Except talk ass. And how did you get the job? Oh, that's right. You answered a casting call. Sponsored by Grandpa George. Oh, isn't that nice? That's how you became a United States Congresswoman. AOC does not care about her constituents. If they are waiting for her to save them, they are in trouble. She is focused on trying to rise through the ranks and gain power. That's all that the leftist idiot child cares about. Did you know that AOC's district has seen a 70% crime surge? I mean, what an asshole now is New Yorkistan. And it's deliberate. It's intentional. And she does not give an F. Doesn't give an F. And this is what I said. I said, the leftist idiot child doesn't give a rat's A about New Yorkers. Neither does Governor Eyebrows. Oh! But she sure showed up when she got a photo op with President Trump. Oh, yeah. Governor Eyebrows was right there. Bye-bye, New Yorkistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's going right down the crapper. Right down the crapper. President Trump was not elected to be nice. He was elected to get results. Jim posted this, even those who don't like President Trump are being forced to admit he's delivering for the American people what he campaigned on. Imagine that, doing what you promised. When was the last time a politician did that? Inflation hit a three-year low. Inflation's at a three-year low, four-year low. The stock market is exploding. The border is secure. Criminals are being hunted down. DEI discrimination is being purged. Oh, but we hear places like Harvard are just renaming their DEI to some other BS. It's BS. It's BS. I don't care what race anyone is. One day, if, by the grace of God, if I own companies, people are going to be hired for their merit, for what they contribute to the organization. I don't give a rat's A what gender you are. I don't give a rat's A what sexual preference you are. Although you're not going to be in a position of authority. I'm sorry. If you are a member of the LGBTQ MS-13 group, you're not going to be in a position of authority. Just like I don't think you should be the pastor of my church. Because my church believes that marriage is between a man and a woman. Hey, if you're a gay couple and you're married, God bless you. I'm not going to judge you. God loves you. Doesn't matter if you're homosexual, heterosexual, unisexual, asexual. God doesn't care. And you're welcome in my church. And I know there are people that are gay that come to my church. And they are, if they believe in Jesus Christ, if they've accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they're my brothers and sisters. End of story. And that's going to do it for the show for today. Since we're already over 30 minutes into the show, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the Rumble. We'll see you next week. You have a great evening, a great day, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. We will get that uploaded to the Rumble server. I have the charger on. How are we doing? 72%. That's great. Doing good. I think my phone is much less. My phone is at 51%. So let's plug in my phone. I've got some good music queued up for you. But first, we got to play this. For the first time in the history of Texas Tech, we have a champion softball team. That's right. I watched them for the first time today. I watched them for as long as I can. Then I got called into work. But they were playing great. What was the score today? 10-1, I think was the score. 10-0. No, it was. I think there was another run. 10-1. Might have been 11-1. D said they won on a blowout rule. You know, the mercy rule where you get 10 runs ahead. Usually it's like after the fifth inning in baseball. I'm not going to pretend to know what it is in softball. And I didn't think they would do that in an NCAA tournament. But they beat Michigan State today. Had to be 10-11-1 to get the mercy rule. So that's awesome. The baseball team won their last regular season game today against BYU 7-4, which is also awesome. So we have to play victory bells for the victories. At Texas Tech, they ring the bells. I think they do it till like midnight when the teams win. So let's play those. This is the Josh Abbott Band on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
Of hope through every door, and new routines pave the way for roads to be explored, and the victory bells ring out. Fight, readers, fight for the school we love so dear. Time is done here. We are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. The seasons come and go. Slowly pages start to turn. The memories and grades aren't given, only earned. And the victory bells ring out. Fight, readers, fight for the school we love so dear. Time is done here. We are the scarlet and the black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. And as we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
Oh my God, RFD!
Daddy tells religiously, like clockwork, every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
to be proud of, that's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, the tear fall down, a gut sucked in, a chest stuck out like a small town flag a flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
Graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow, said, let me tell you right now.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. And there hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio to drown it out. And silently I say a little prayer.
Love is so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something. to go back, believing I belong there again. Eyes as blue as Tulsa skies, I kept getting lost in when I met her. Like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, how those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, I won't have to go back, even I belong there again. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, even I belong there again.
Been a long time coming. Is your shed a lonesome tear? Now you're in a wonderama. I wonder what you're doing here. The flame no longer flickers. You're feeling just like a keep staring into your liquor, wondering what to do. I don't hardly know you, but I'd be willing to show you. I know a way to make you smile. Let me touch you for a while. Drinking whiskey when it should be wine. You keep looking into that mirror, but to me you're looking